Chairman,
your excellencies, my lords, reverend sirs, ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome British Ambassador to Israel, His Excellency Matthew Gould.
Thank you. Can I first of all apologise for the way I'm dressed? I'm afraid it comes down to this. I've been in Israel too long. I did read the invitation, but I got stuck on the word tie. You know things have got to a difficult position when the British ambassador is dressed less smartly than the Israeli ambassador. Daniel has clearly, by contrast, been in Britain too long. He's looking very un-Israeli. Although what you can't quite see from here is under the table he's wearing flip-flops. I am very, very lucky to have Daniel as my counterpart, and we work incredibly closely together. We're all very lucky this evening to be listening later to Alouf Ben, who is a fabulous analyst and a good friend. And it's people like Alouf that make up one of the reasons why I love Israel. My daily life is dealing with people like him who are smart, incredibly well-informed, funny, and very argumentative. And the truth is, there's always lots to argue over. Recently, an interim deal on Iran, where we have, I think what we can be described, Daniel, as a polite disagreement, where we believe that we've done a deal which stops the clock, that will allow us to test the proposition that there may be a final deal to negotiate, but where in 6 months' time we will have a measure of clarity that we don't have now, but where in the meantime we're handling a disagreement between us. Or the Palestinian issue, where, like all friends of Israel, we hope earnestly that the current round of negotiations will get somewhere. But tonight I don't want to focus on those points of difference. I want to just mention some of the many positives in the relationship between Britain and Israel. In science, for example, where we have tomorrow, a UK-Israel Science Day, we have the Israeli science minister in the country, where we will be celebrating a series, seven major collaborations between the UK and Israel in regenerative medicine that have been set up in this past year, where we have enormous ambitions in neurology and nanotechnology, in water science. In technology, where between my team at the tech hub at my embassy in Israel and Daniel's team, we are building really exciting links between British companies and world-beating Israeli technology. In trade, where trade figures continue to rise at a really impressive and heartening rate. Between our universities, where I see a proliferation of cooperation and arrangements between different universities in Israel and in Britain to do joint courses, joint doctorates, and really exciting things together. And in security, where I believe we are building a very exciting relationship, where, for example, for the first time in 15 years, just a few months ago, we had the first visit of a chief of staff of the IDF to London. Each one of those areas is, for me, a model of what our partnership, what the partnership between Britain and Israel can look like, which is a genuine friendship built on shared values, mutual respect and trust. And in that context, the role, your role, of the Anglo-Israel Association is very important. So I'm very grateful to you for all you do. I'm very grateful to you for supporting the association this evening. Thank you.